This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin held their first summit on Wednesday, with both men saying the talks were constructive and straightforward. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says his goal was to deliver his messages face-to-face, that he wants to cooperate with Moscow where possible and will respond to Russian aggression where needed.
I did what I came to do.
The two men agreed to send their ambassadors back to their posts and on a plan to replace a nuclear treaty. In other areas, though, they remain far apart: Ukraine, human rights, and cybersecurity. Through an interpreter, Putin denied involvement in cyber attacks on the U.S.
What are the state organs of Russia have to do with that? We are encountering the same threats.
The president says U.S. intelligence points to Russia and warned Putin of consequences if attacks continue.
The last thing he wants now is a Cold War.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Federal Reserve is sending a new signal on interest rates. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Fed policymakers are forecasting they'll raise the central bank's benchmark short-term rate twice by late 2023. That's sooner than previous forecasts, which signaled no hike likely before 2024. The Fed's low interest rate policies have helped fuel a swift rebound from the recession brought on by the coronavirus pandemic, but they've also coincided with rising inflation. The central bank boosted its forecast for inflation to 3.4% by the end of this year. In a statement following its latest policy meeting, the Fed also says it expects the coronavirus pandemic will have a diminishing effect on the economy as vaccinations increase. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The news from the Federal Reserve unnerved investors on Wall Street, and all three major indices closed in negative territory. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Jean Castex says France will remove the requirement to wear face masks outdoors and end a nightly coronavirus curfew 10 days early. The announcement comes as France reported about 3,900 daily virus cases on average, down from more than 35,000 in the March to April peak. On Tuesday, vaccinations were open to 12 to 18-year-olds as part of a push to protect the nation as restrictions are gradually being lifted. Vaccination efforts in the United States have become a slog, even as a new variant is trying to take hold, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Federal health authorities are warning of the rise of the Delta variant of COVID-19, in particular in pockets of the United States with low vaccination rates. During a call for governors on Monday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the Delta variant has increased from 2.7% of all cases in the U.S. in May to 9.7% this month, according to details provided by the Washington Governor's Office. The Missouri Health Department's COVID-19 dashboard showed 206 people hospitalized with the virus in southwestern Missouri Wednesday. That's nearly double the 111 hospitalizations in that region at the start of May. In Texas, the rolling average of newly confirmed infections has roughly doubled since May 31st to nearly 2,000 this week. I'm Mike Gracia.
The U.S. Justice Department has dropped its lawsuit against former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who'd written a book about his time in the Trump administration. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
The Trump administration sued last year to block the release of John Bolton's book, The Room Where It Happened, and to recover copies that had already been distributed, saying it contained classified information. The book painted a behind-the-scenes, unflattering account of former President Trump's foreign policy dealings with China and Ukraine, alleging he made requests for political assistance from leaders of both countries. The Biden administration's filed a document in federal court dismissing the lawsuit against Bolton, whose lawyers say a grand jury investigation into the book's publication also has been dropped. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. government has put an end to two Trump administration policies that made it harder for Central American migrants fleeing violence to qualify for asylum. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Wednesday that immigration judges should no longer follow the rules that made it difficult for immigrants who faced domestic or gang violence to win asylum. The move could make it easier for Central American immigrants to win their cases in immigration court. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.